That change and begin to walk in Jesus' name. I could no longer say no. God said, open your heart and just believe. If you live right, you will receive. Then it's so good to know you're never forsaking the righteous.
Singer producer Larry Clark. He's going to be calling in momentarily. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. Got the baby. Trying to escape.
So, how's the weather down there?
I was just saying, it's about the storm. It's thundering outside. You should let Sean continue to hang out.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have to reschedule because that was a great interview. I like listening to the knowledge that he has, and he has very seasoned in the entertainment industry.
A real personality.
Right. Definitely. Okay. And we're going to play a new track from Larry Clark's new project as we wait for him to call in. So hang tight. Producer, singer, playwright, Larry Clark. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great, man. It's an honor to have you on, man.
Honor to be on. It's an honor to be on. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. Man, we just jamming into your song with your twink. I just love the direction you went with this project. It's like so many different elements to the sound. Was that done purposely, or is just trying something different?
Yeah, I had just come to, terms with, for this final project, I just wanted to, it's a duet album. I wanted it to be like 50% me and 50% her, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like both of our personalities in the music. So
mm-hmm.
you take a song like The Hymn, which I've never sung before. No, not one. Now, that's more Twinkie style.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I said, okay, we're going to put a little neo soul to it.
Right. Hey, I'm feeling it, man. All right, we had a technical. 1 second. Larry's phone. Have you heard the project, Lisa?
No, I haven't. No.
What do you think about the song we're currently playing?
I like it.
Yeah, it's a nice groove to it, right?
The bot, yes, that beat is nice. And I was listening to the words before it came off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I like the style that he influenced her hymnal writing and his. Oh, here we go.
Well, Solomon liked it too.
Yeah, I love it. All right, we got Larry
Hello?
Back. Yeah, we go.
Get that?
Yeah.
That's really weird. I don't know what happened.
We're just discussing the single that we just played with you and Twinkie Clark. And we just like the flair. Like, it's a nice little bop to it, you know.
Thank
like
you.
That.
But you said
yeah.
we. Who is we?
Oh, I have a co-host. My co-host
is
Lisa
here
over here.
Okay, two
yeah,
people. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, I have a co-host, Lisa.
Quiet. She knows. I put my 2 cents in every now and again.
Yeah. So we. So
okay.
This
one more time. This lady that's speaking. What's your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's two people. Look, I got you. All right. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So Larry
okay.
is the grandson of the incomparable legend, Dr. Mattie Mose Clark. Could you tell us how her ministry and her music and her songwriting has influenced you and your style?
Do you have 2 days?
No.
She's the irony is musically. I wouldn't say it's as much as it is spiritually.
Mm.
You know, spiritually, my grandmother, she changed my life. So it's like, well, where do you begin with that? You know, that's so huge because, I mean, I wouldn't know Jesus Christ to the degree that I know him if it wasn't for Mattie Mose Clark. So even though we were born in two different eras, Jesus is the same in all the eras. So the fact that, you know, watching her, I got to see this is the inner workings of what makes it be gospel. And that is the main thing that helped me do what I'm doing now. Because, you know, if we are in two different, you know, eras, and then even you can make an argument like our sounds. I mean, even Twinkie sound. I mean, that's a whole different genre than what Grandma came up in, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, her first gold record is in the 1959. So, 59 to 2020, you know, and that's crazy. But the spirit is the same. So, if you're able to really lock in with the Lord, you know, he never his sound, his presence never dies, never fades. So that was the number one thing that I couldn't. Like I said, like most people, I tell people all the time, like there is no college you can go to be a gospel artist. There is no, you know, course that, you know, will set you up like this. So for me to have one-on-one personal time with the living legend that just happens to be my grandmother was priceless, you know, because now I can go on and go, okay, I've seen it, I've heard it, I've touched it, so now this is how you go about doing it. And, yeah, so I mean, that's why I said, if how many days you got to talk about it, because I could talk about my grandmother. I mean, you know, I could, and that's just tying in musically, you know, not even talking about me personally. So, yeah, she was amazing. I miss her so much.
So basically what you're saying is that the anointing flowed through her to you, you know, through her to your mom and then to you. You're still sitting underneath that anointing.
No. I know people tend to take that position, but that's not, you know, I may even, you know, that's not it. I mean, you, because if that was the case, everybody coming through the pipeline would be anointed. So that's not the case. You have to go to pursue the Lord. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a price that each individual has to pay to have that. And, you know, by mere relation, it doesn't happen. So it was like you know, it's the same thing. Like if you would do a literal college course, it's like, okay, you see it, and now you have the option to take that and go pursue him and pursue his presence. And that was, you know, that was the route I had to take to get to his, you know, as we said, the anointing, to get to that place. I had to go, okay, I got to labor in the book. The Bible's not just going to jump on me. I got to taste and see, you know, personally. And, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what
the
exposure
is more so what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you were just given the anointing just because of relation, but by the example and the way that your grandmother carried herself was a way for you to create that relationship with the Lord so that you could, you know what I'm, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I know, because of course I'm in this famous family. People write that to me all the time. Oh, it's in the bloodline. Oh, it's in the, and it's, you know, it's not really that. that's why I try to make sure listeners, you know, have clarity, because, like, when I was coming up, I was trying to go, well, what's the formula, if you will? But I'm, again, this is my infancy of trying to follow the call. And I'm like, I'm trying to get understanding. How do I get there? How do I, you know, just, you know, I want there. And so most people would tell me, oh, yeah, it's in your blood. It's like natural. And so I would buy into it.
Right.
And it was wrong. It was like, no, it's not that. Like, there's not, you know, that's not the way he goes. It's like there's a, because, you know, okay, let's say this. I'm trying to best kind of put it. Let's say I've been around people who want to become a physician. I've actually known one who was actually practicing, for example. And so they go, well, in order for you to pass to be that, you got to go through these specific rotations. You got to verse yourself on all this stuff before you become a doctor, all that stuff, right? And so they do it, and then your grades pass you or whatever. And then it gets to, well, yeah, you went through the hoops and stuff, but you're not really called to do this. You just, and I, God forbid, like, people, we go to the hospital and physicians work on us, and A, they're not even called to do it, and B, they don't love it. You see what I'm saying? So it's like it's a separate thing that the individual has to do that's independent of going to school or independent of being exposed. It's like you got to do it. You got to say, God, between you and I, I'm going all out. Between you and I, I'm seeking for revelation. I'm seeking for, like the song you just played. In my spirit, what is there? You know, this is between you and me. Maddie from Moss Park has nothing to do with this right now. This is between you and me. What are you saying? And that's the part I wanted to tell people, because I know a lot of people will listen to it and they'll go, oh, well, it's no hope for me. It's just a legacy. And it's not. It's not really. It's any individual. He has no respect to a person, so he can grant anybody anything. You got to come after him. And that's what I want to be the lingering thing. It's like, yeah, if it wasn't, if it had nothing to do with Maddie, and somebody who was connected with, hey, this is what it is, and, you know, and so forth. That's kind of, you know, why I take that, you know, approach.
Yeah. I look like we have a caller in. Let's see what. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Hello, number ending at 1430. Hello? Oh, well.
Maybe they changed their mind.
Yeah. So, your new group that you are working with now, could we expect more music from your new group?
The album is actually fully complete. And I'm hoping we're just going to – I'm only waiting to see the life that's going to happen with this song, the single right now, with Twinkie and I, you know, the last part. But other than that, I mean, I'm ready to push go. The music video is already shot for the single. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm so in love with it. You know, I'm trying not to get crazy, but I know the Lord.
So this is a whole new treatment that hasn't been released yet. The video treatment.
Oh yeah, nope, hasn't been released. Nobody's seen it. Nothing. It's really popular.
And who directed the video or came up with the concept of the last video with your group and your kids and your aunt and your grandmother? So who came up with that concept? I love that video.
Oh, thank you. Yours truly. I was, you know, trying to figure out what's the way we can, because obviously Maddie Moss Clark's been gone for 25 years. So I was 26 now, and I was like, well, how can I tie all this stuff? Because even the recording, I mean, that's tapes I've had for years. And it was like, how can I do it? And I just thank God, you know, it gave me the concept, and you know, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, your kids are some actors, man. Like they really got right into the roles, and just, I mean, that's really good, man. Like just seeing them like acting and stuff like that. You might have some hidden talent in the family. Some actors or something.
Listen,
like
before,
that.
I just ended rehearsal. Like my kids right now, We have an album coming right now with them. Not really them, not them, you know, mimicking us, but literally them. And they're all play, all three of them are musicians now. We have our first concert that they're going to do outside this weekend on the 4th. And so, yeah, we it's been in the making for a while. But they, you know, they love it. Being around, too, the stage play, when we're doing the stage play and seeing all that stuff, you know, it just began to really hit them. Like seeing, you know, all of us, I'm Twinkie on stage, the whole, you know, they, you know, it's just, I learned, you know, the best thing, you know, that you can give children is not, you know, not word only, but if they can get a demonstration from you to operating under the Holy Spirit, I promise you it does something to them that your words can't do. Right. You know, there's a spiritual thing that happens. And so a lot of that stuff, it's like, yeah, I had to, you know, some of the ways of teaching and methods that my grandmother used in terms of discipline, hard work, all those principles. Yeah, they are under that right now. They're because I thought we just finished practicing. They just finished rehearsing, and I was like, as soon as my line went off to call you, I was like, okay, we gotta end this. But yeah, it's a part. Yeah, they. I mean, it's only thing. Try not to talk about stuff before it happens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, I said you definitely have to come back home when the kids' project comes out, and so we can push it. Because I like the concept.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And I've seen some videos of one of your sons already playing the piano and drums and singing and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to this project.
Yeah, and thank you. The hard part for me and my wife, it was to know, like, I don't want to shove down what's happened before them down their throats. Like, the family's all done this, so you do that. You know, I never, because if they're not called to do it, I don't want to force them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's not what God wants them to do. But the fact that, you know, they're doing, like, I didn't think my children could play instruments. I promise you, I just didn't, you know, if you don't have the coordination to play the drums, what you going to do? You know what I'm saying? I can't make you play the drums. And the fact that they could was just blowing me away. It was like, wow, this is crazy. So I thank God. I really do. And I thank God they love it, too. I'm not twisting their arm. You know, it's like, yo, they really want to do it. So that part is really, really fulfilling.
That's amazing. And
sorry?
She said that was a blessing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really waiting to release to y'all so bad. I'm trying not to be anxious, but I really want to just be like, hey, world, this is what's happening right now. I promise you, I'm ready to scream, but, you know, so I got to be in his time.
And
well, like any other artist that comes on Every Artist Podcast, I would love to hear you sing a little something from your heart, if you can.
I'm sorry, you broke up on me. Say it one more time.
We would love to hear you sing a little something, if you can.
Are you talking about right now?
Yeah, right now, on the spot.
I don't know if it'll come. I mean, I don't like singing just a cappella, but, I mean, I could play something and sing it little bit of something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Will the audio come? Okay, look, I'll just do, let me see. Y'all really put me on the spot. I'll do a little and see if. Let's see. I don't know if the keyboard is going to come through. So I'm going to do a little test. Y'all tell me, like, how does it sound? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that?
Yeah, we can, got it.
Is that? You can hear
me? Yep.
Let me see what my kids were working on. They were just doing, oh, no. Okay, let me go. There's a voice in my spirit telling me, like a thing is going to work out. Got a trust in the world.
Time for the wake up in my head. God, you can be in my spirit. I hear God working to me in my spirit. God, you can be in my spirit. I hear God is working to me.
Well, I understood Marvin Wayne's influence in that. Is Marvin Wayne's Marvin Winans, is that one of your influences? Because I can literally hear that.
Well, yeah, he was my pastor for 20 years. He married my wife and I. He dedicated all my children when they were born. Yes, I've sat under him for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I could definitely hear.
And it's crazy because my anniversary was yesterday, so he married us 10 years ago yesterday.
Wow, congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Yep.
That's a
milestone.
Great milestone.
I'm sorry?
That's remarkable, a great milestone. 10 years.
Thank you. Yeah, we've known each other. This October will be 15 years, and you know, I was grateful, you know. And even now, I mean, that's another thing, another project I'm literally working on now. We have a series for love, relationship, marriage stuff that's coming, and again, the Lord knows I want to talk about it so bad, so bad. I got about 6 projects that are forming. Six projects.
Are you doing any more writing and playwriting? Because, I mean,
every day.
You did. Yeah, because I was wondering, because I'm like, you got a gift, and I know you do all your music stuff, but we definitely need something else, like a play or something pertaining to whatever you want it to be pertaining
right.
to, but. Definitely need another play. That's like a skill, like the Tyler Perry type stuff going on over here. You know.
Yeah. I'm telling you. First of all, let me just thank. I promise. I thank the Lord. Like, I just thank God for. And I mean this for real. I'm not just saying some stuff for an interview. Vision. You know, God giving us vision and revelation. It's just like. That's the. You know. You're alive. If you're currently hearing from God and he's giving you something, that means your life is moving. And that's just a blessing. You can't – there's no price or value. It's, like, immeasurable. And I didn't think the stage plays was my – the music thing had me. Even when I wasn't good at it, it was like the love is just – it's gnawing at me. It won't let me go. And so – you know, one of the things that I do that makes the other things I'm doing, I teach the Word of God every week. So it, all these other outlets are just means of being able to channel out the Word that I know through these different mediums. And I just thank God. So stage play, listen, I'm telling you, it was just like, it's one of the best experiences in my life because, you know, with the music, it was like, well, I give you a 4-minute song, right? Let's say we have a set, 30 minutes, all right. But the stage play, it was like, all right, guess what? I get to sing, right? We get to have our music. I get to cut that off. I get to convey a script to you. I get to act and give you this. I get to talk to y'all and not just, here's the music and I'm out. You know, it's just like, God, this is available? I mean, it was extraordinary. I mean, that's why the pandemic is really just wearing me out because I'm like, I got to hit the brakes on some of the stuff. Because we can't gather in crowds like that. But let me tell you, I'm ready to go crazy. I mean, I just got a new one today. You know, I got a new one. Somebody came to me, a television station here. They asked me to do my own show. And I was like, you know, I was like, bro, I can't do that, man. Like, unless God let me do, you know, I can't just do stuff because I got the ability to do it. You can't do it. Like, it has to be the Lord said, go do it. Because then I can expect favor after I've obeyed your voice. And I turned it down. and, you know, it's sort of like available, you know, to me now. And it's like, okay, you know, this is what you, because the Clark Family Chronicles, I mean, I was doing those lives on social media, it was just a whole different world. You know, it's like, okay, yo, it's just, you know, and I felt God leading me to do that, but I stopped it because I didn't feel like you should keep doing stuff like that. But what he's giving me now, oh, my goodness. I'm telling y'all, I'm just happy.
Wait, man.
You know,
you got me excited. That's
yeah,
amazing.
I'm
yeah,
just like saying, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I got a couple projects that are multi-layered. Like, once they drop, it's like two or three things with it. And
wow,
it's like, oh, Jesus, you got to be. And right now, like, forget, I'm blown away that he's given me vision and provision in the pandemic. I'm like, you got to be kidding. Like, stuff that I couldn't get moving. It's like, yo, this is moving in the pandemic. It's like, are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm serious. I'm like,
right,
bro, this is, I thought for sure, like, because, you know, all the stuff I do generally requires a live audience. So I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a wrap for me now. I mean, even I've been serving as minister of music in the Detroit area for about 25 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, even doing that, it's like congregations can't even get together on it. So, like, everything that I do is feel like it came to a halt. And then it's like, pow. God is like, oh, no, I just need you to sit down so I can show you some more stuff. And it's like,
wow,
oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I'm sorry. You know, I'm going crazy, but I'm so happy.
We're excited for you. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah, you know, anytime God speaks, it's like, yes, you know, thank you, Jesus.
I have
so,
a question
anyway,
for you. How come you and your cousins, like Bill Moss Jr. and Jay Moss, how come you guys never, like, worked together on something?
Yeah, we did. The first
you did?
That's the first person I ever recorded with, period, in my life, was my cousin James Moss. And when I moved to Detroit. And so, and this is before, you know, he had anything like out. The only thing he had then was the Moss Brothers. And they had some, you know, little small releases and stuff. So, you know, we call him Jimmy. Nobody calls him Jay Moss and all that stuff. But so Jimmy, well, now he's pastor. So he would, you know, he was at Michigan State University, and when I came back, then he just started getting into, like, production. He just started doing tracking. He was actually doing a fashion show for Michigan State, and I saw him start, and he started writing, you know, because, you know, Bill was the one that was the, like, at the, you know, the helm of making all the stuff, like, the writing,
right,
the musicianship, all that kind of stuff. But people don't even know, like, you know, Jimmy, he actually plays the drums for real. Like, at Greater Emmanuel, he's played a lot of times, you know, doing
wow,
service. But, yeah, so when he was starting, I mean, ground level, I used to go to the studio with him, and I wasn't even trying to record or nothing like that. I was just like, that's my cousin. I'm hanging with my cousin. And then when Grandma, I lived with Grandma, and it was just like, being around all the time, I was like, all right, I'm going to pick back up and try to see, you know, the singing thing, even though I didn't know anything. And I asked him to take me in. I had played a song. Matter of fact, Twinkie and I recorded the song. The song was on Twinkie's With Humility album. My brothers and I, Clark Brothers, I originally recorded with them. Twinkie came on. Well, the funny part about that is Jimmy was the first one to produce that song. He produced that song originally. And it never,
wow,
you know, this is, again, his early days. So we tracked it, and, you know, I didn't get a deal. We didn't put, you know, like that. And but, yeah, so that was the first one. We just hadn't done anything as of late. But, yeah, he was my first. I mean, I didn't even know anything about tone, like singing, all that stuff. You know, I was learning, watching him.
Wow.
Yep, so that was, yeah. It's really funny.
That's
we got so many
amazing
branches in our family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And please tell somebody to you or your cousin to please record a song with the legendary Essie Moss. I just love the tone of her voice. I mean, I listened to this song that she did. It's a like a civil rights type of song called Detroit or something. I found it on YouTube, and I just been enamored with her voice. And she still sounds that good because they do videos every now and then, and she sings and stuff. But I wish somebody would just do a song with her. She is amazing.
Yeah, I just watched a clip of her and Bill today. He's walking her around, trying to get her some exercise and stuff. But, yeah, you know, it's really crazy. You just look up at it and see how much has happened through our family in the different branches. That's why I was so anti with my kids because, you know, basketball is, like, really serious in our house. And, you know, that's what I thought I was going to do before music until God, like, really showed me. But, I mean, I've done basketball. I put more into basketball than I have in music. If you just measure my whole life from beginning to now. And I just don't post video of my children, but we do that. We go, you know, I just didn't think music would be something that, you know, was going to continue. And even now with the pandemic, I mean, we literally, like tomorrow morning, they're going to sing. We sing praises in full band, full singing, microphone, you know, in our house every week. And it's just, it's natural. It's just like, wow, this is – so now it's just, you know, I just got to go, okay, I don't know which direction you're taking my kids, but I'm just going to do what you show me to do, and we're going to just go and push it and explore it, you know. But, you know, the way that God – he has us with faith. I know people don't want to talk about it. It's, you know, it's everything is do it big. Everything is, you know, all this crazy stuff. But really, the essence of how God operates is – he gives you clues. His will isn't a mystery. And he places the first step, the next step in front of you. And you got to take that step to find out what's after that. I know as elementary as that is, I don't hear people talking about it. And that's how I am even with parenting. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. And unless you show me and reveal it to me, I won't know. And I won't assume based on my family past. I won't assume. I'm like, all right, you just tell me and I do what you tell me. And that's what it is. So, yeah. So, as you can see, that's a part of the series coming up with them. So, but I will say that, though. There's some – the project – that's the only thing I'm telling you about that's not too much of a secret. There's a project coming, music videos, full album with them. That's – I mean, it's coming soon. If it's not released by next year, I'll be just surprised out my shoes. But, yeah, it's happening, though. So that's one of the projects, but it's a lot. Like I told you, about six of them, so I'm happy.
Happy. That's amazing.
Hey,
that's amazing. It's been a
Nobody knows this. You're the first person I've told.
And that's amazing because I'm just so happy for you because I know every – you know, I know I follow you and I know everything. So, but I'm just so happy that the doors are opening for you and people get to really realize the gift that you have. And and you're Stellar nominated too, right?
2014. No, this one. Yeah, this
that
one
was
just
that was the project you produced, right? For
you're talking about the Password.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. The two of the projects got both projects got nominated.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, it's crazy. I think I almost say this in every interview too. Is one of the things that happens. I heard a Jesse Jackson's son say. I quote him all the time. Is he said, you know, they asked him, so what is it like being, you know, heir to a famous dad? Famous, and he said, I get friends that I didn't deserve earn. And opportunities, and then I also inherit enemies that I didn't earn, and that's how this is to be in this as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you get a attention and a spotlight, and then you also get drama. You know, it come both. But
right.
When you got your feet in the Bible, you know that it's no different than Jesus. He's the only person that was crucified that never sinned, never. So how could you have a beef with? Him. You know what I'm saying? How could you have so much hate to kill him? It makes no sense. The only person that's sinless And there you have it. And then so if we are Christians, we bear his name. We bear also his cross and the suffering that comes with it. And, you know, I know, again, that's not trendy in 2020, but, you know, carrying the cross daily and following him is what he asks of us, each of us. So my statement to those that are cruising is you got to ask, are you really with him? Because there is no being with him and no persecution.
And you know what what I love about your story is, and something that you said, there's different branches and things when it comes to your family. And I like the idea that you are carving it out and creating your own lane. Even though you come from this, you know, a legacy, legendary legacy at that, but you are creating your own lane and doors are opening for you and people get to see Larry Clark and his gifts and his talents. And to me, that's amazing because it's a long time coming. And I'm so happy for you that it's finally happening. And we are on board to support you with whatever endeavors you have. You just have your publicist just shoot me an email and tell me, hey, we need to have Larry on, and it's going to happen. We'll make it work. Because I definitely want to give you my full support in all your projects, especially the one with the kids. I look forward to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I really do. And even the sound, you sound genuine and sincere, you know, and I really appreciate it. I'm serious.
Remember. I know you get hit up by a lot of people all the time. But we connected a couple years back on Facebook. I don't use Facebook anymore, but we connected a long time ago on Facebook, and we used to chat a lot and stuff like that. And, of course, when we came on Instagram, I sent you some words of inspiration. You can probably check your DM, and it's probably way back a couple of months ago or something like that. But I'm always supporting you, always.
So you retired from Facebook?
Yeah, I had to. You know, Facebook got a lot of issues, man. Like, sometimes you don't want to deal with other people's drama, and that's what Facebook is becoming, you know. Like, you can just mind your business, and there's a post from your cousin at your auntie or something like that, and you're just like, I don't want to see that. So you try to stay positive and stuff. Like, you know, you want to stay positive, so you don't want to see those type of things. So I just kind of left Facebook alone, you know.
Really? And the crazy part is this. When everything happened with the movie, everything that just came and hit, the greatest traffic I've had has been Facebook. It's crazy. And I know that everybody's like, yeah, you know, we move. I'm serious. I know that Instagram, Twitter, and all.
Man,
know,
I see
know,
your Instagram.
But
jump,
I promise
so,
you.
Whew, I see your numbers on Instagram just skyrocket over a week. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it went crazy. It went like,
yeah.
It was going so crazy that Instagram sent me messages like, and the crazy part, they did all of that stuff and didn't even give me the check. They sent me like, okay, you basically got to move your account to an artist account because it's so much. And then they started showing me numbers. They sent me, I snapshot, I couldn't believe it. They were like, just in the last 7 days, 34,000 people have been on your page. And I was like, what? I couldn't even.
Wow.
And the reason that's crazy is my numbers of people, I've never experienced like ghost followers to that degree. You know what I'm saying? I've seen ghost people. I got a lot of people open up accounts, say something nasty, and flip back. And you know, I'm used to that job. You know what I'm saying? People have been doing that stuff since I've been. But the level of you not following me, but y'all commenting and watching was insane. It was like, really?
Right.
So you a closet follower? Really? Like, are you kidding me? But it's all good because, you know, like I said, the thing with me was, I never was seeking. I'm sorry?
I was laughing at your comment, closet follower.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy because it got so crazy, right, that I started. I never do this. It got so crazy that I was clicking folk that's commenting, and I looked at they're not following me. And I'm like, well, you over here hanging out. Like, you commented on 5 different days, and you're not even following me. But I let me know. You searching me up to go, let me go see what he's doing today. Because you
right,
ain't following
exactly.
me, so you're not getting the notification.
Hey,
like,
you already
you
know.
Doing? But right. And so my thing was, and I'm cool, but it's like you comment and you don't know me. You coming in on the scene because a burst has happened, but you don't know nothing about me. And then you acting like you got your authority on the matter, like you just know what time it is. And I'm like, you don't know what time it is. You know, but here's the deal. The reason why it's still all good for me is because I didn't sign up for this in the first place to be famous. I didn't sign up for the first place to prove a point. I am literally saying yes to the Lord, and I'm going to do it, put out whatever you put on me. You know, everybody want to look at it through a different lens, but I you know, I don't care. Between he and I, he know what time it is. I'm like, yes, God. That you know what I'm saying? That's it. So what I've learned is the more visibility you have, the more exposure, that also increases the more hate, the more jealousy, the more envy. I mean, that's just real. That's the way it goes. And so it's like, I got to accept both.
You know what? I got to give you a congratulations also, because I saw about a week ago on the gospel charts, you and Twinkie's single is, I think it was in the top 10 or top, number 4 or something. It was like really up there. I don't know if you even noticed that.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, that whole thing is kind of tricky because there's multiple charts. And so, you know, the best way I can kind of describe it to you is the smaller charts. You could be favorably placed in those. Big one is the one that it tallies the entire nation everywhere majorly detected, the Billboard. See, that's a different one. But yeah, we are. Thank God, thank you. We are climbing. Yeah. We're still climbing now. I mean, even tomorrow. It finally debuts in Detroit on a major station here. And, you know, shout out, thank God, for Kirk Franklin Sirius XM. They playing it. You know, syndicated is always hard to get, you know, people listening to it around the world. And I begin, people have been writing me like, yo, we hearing it. That's cool. But, you know, that stuff is only good for industry visibility, so more people can get behind it to expose to more people. That's, you know, it's a tricky thing. And I see, like, young artists and independent artists, they get gassed up. And it's like, you know, there's many ways to manipulate that situation. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't really. But the good part about when the Lord moves on a song, you can feel it. You can feel it when it takes over the world, the nation. You can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't hear it locally, it just makes news. You can find, you know, that's when you know when it's organically moving. You could tell, like, yeah, that's hitting it. But yeah. But thank you, man. Yeah, we're working out. We've only been at radio for 30 days, so I'm grateful that we're in front of people even just after 30 days of being on radio.
I'm
hopefully
sure it's going to catch on. That's a great track. That's a great track. I'm pretty sure
thank
it's going to catch
you.
On.
Yeah, thanks. And again, that was my biggest risk out of all the tracks. I was just like, man, this is my finale album with Auntie. I'm not about to release this and not, you know, because usually when I'm producing something or I'm writing a song, I got her following in mind in the Clarks, you know, what they're expecting from Twinkie. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, this time, like, no, I'm putting in. And here's the irony. I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. People are such. You know, sometimes it's the worst. And again, so I want to stay biblical and not get crazy. When Jesus came, his people, his own received him not. That's the book, okay? That's the book. Now, so I'm not about to be able to change the Bible. That's not possible. So if Jesus himself came here and his own received him not, Larry Clark doesn't have a chance. You feel me? Then it's just going to be people who's my own in my own industry. And the people that you think they should like you, that's not going to welcome me. And that's cool because I'm following Christ, not following trends. But here's the deal. You can go and see, I'm not lying. Go to iTunes and just look at it. You don't got to be, even if you have an Android, you still can go to .com and look at it. And it shows you by meters the most downloaded song. If you go look at Live and Unplugged by Twinkie Clark, the one I wrote and sung with her is the most selling song on that album. Not even the Clark Sisters, Hallelujah, remix. It's like, I'm telling you, it's so many closet people like, yo, you feeling it, you feeling what I'm doing, and you just hating. because y'all part of
right.
the post.
Right.
It's all there. I didn't make it up. If you go right now and look on the new album right now, In My Spirit is the number one downloaded on this album. You can look at this. I can't manipulate that sales chart.
Right.
The reason I'm pointing that up is, yes, Twinkie Clark is a full-blown legend. Full-blown. Full-blown. For both of these songs, I wrote these songs. I wrote these songs. You see what I'm saying? So it's like no matter
right.
how much work or good or I do, it's always going to pale in the shadow of the legend.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's always going to shadow. People are like, oh, yeah. Can't stand his guts. Oh, but that In My Spirit. Go listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my goodness. Or oh, yeah, he's trash. But there's a word. Low-key, I mean, listening to that thing, like, crap. I'm like, man, y'all hilarious. But it's all good. You know, like I said,
yeah.
it only is a shot to you if you're doing it, if that's your motivation. I'm seeking this place from the world. It's like, nah, I am literally looking at when I face him at the end, all of my labors gonna come right before me. Like, all right, God, I emptied myself out. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't doing it for awards. I wasn't doing it for a level of money. I wasn't doing it for to be welcome and embraced. I did it because souls needed to hear what you gave me. And that's it. That's why the testimonies are the reward. When people give me a real testimony, I'd be like, I'm telling you, that's why my YouTube channel is my favorite place. Because when I see the comments of how it's blessed them, not this junk drama and gossip, you know, chat rooms, all this dumb junk, straight up like, listen, did it speak to you? Did you experience God in this situation? That's all I care about. God bless you. Let's move on.
Wow. That's yep. amazing.
Yeah, man.
And,
so appreciate you, bro. I mean, real talk.
Yeah, definitely, man. We were here for you. We're getting ready to close. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to share all this amazing news and these great projects that are coming up. And we are, like I said, we're currently rocking the new single that you have out with your Aunt Twinkie. That's a jam. We look forward to supporting you and when the projects come, you know, when they're released. Definitely, like I said before, we love to have you back on, spend a little bit more time and play some more of your songs and your music. So we just want to thank you for joining us today.
So when you
my
are
pleasure.
About your projects that we, you know, that you're excited about, please give us a call back so we can have you back on the line.
Sounds good to me. Thank you all so much for having me.
It was a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you.
We're going to close out the show with Larry's new single. You guys are going to love it. We played it in the beginning. We're going to play it on the way out. Larry, do you have anything else you want to say to the listeners before we close?
Yes. I would just encourage every listener to try Jesus for real. I mean, in your private affairs, try him. He is amazing, and he's real power. And, you know, you got a taste to see that the Lord is good. I encourage you. But, yeah, that's it. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Larry. That's our special guest, gospel singer, producer, playwright, Larry Clark. And in the near future, television host. So wait for it. It's coming. Just wait for it.
Yeah.
Before I go, I say, Larry, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, Nickelodeon and Disney is going to be hitting Larry up by these kids. Just wait and see.
that would be something. If that happens, if they say we'll have ministry, then that would be a shot.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
So,
everyone have a good evening.
God is good, mercy endureth forever.